This week in the Civil War, by mid-October 1862, there was growing opposition within the Confederate nation on conscription. Common folks complained that the draft exempted planters who owned 20 or more slaves, as were certain overseers and skilled laborers, such as druggists, school teachers, miners, and those deemed by the government to be in crucial industries. In addition, the law allowed affluent citizens the privilege of buying substitutes or paying $300 to avoid the draft. Poor folks could not purchase substitutes and fully understood that they were fighting a war for slavery and slaves whom poor whites could never afford to own. Increasingly, the Southern common masses greatly resented the privileges given their socioeconomic superiors through the Southern conscription laws. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.